Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 27th of March, recording at 10:15 p.m. British Summer Time. Apologies for the late delay. We had some technical difficulties here, which held me up. Okay, first a quick review of what's happened here today. Asian stock markets mostly steady. That included new high in India, new high in Australia. European markets, though, were pretty soft generally, including a small key day reversal in the UK FTSE 100 index, downside key day reversal. Wall Street closing with modest gains in the Dow and S&P, up a little bit in the NASDAQ. Little bit of relative performance there is a little bullish lining to today's action, since it can be a lead indicator. Government bonds mostly softer, dollar not much changed here, mixed to slightly firmer. And metals strong again. They were strong on Friday, and we've seen some pretty good follow through in here today. Oil and gas, oil unchanged, gas down a little bit. Okay, stock markets, bottom line, the bulls are still in charge. We have had some loss of momentum overall. We've had some shakeouts in some of the most speculative markets overall, but among the major stock market indices, the worst that can be said is that you have, say, Japan and Korea in trading ranges, and they have been there for 2 to 3 months now, but that we see the European stock markets, the main European stock markets, developed country, I should say, at least, and North America, all still in ranging upward trends, although I guess we've got to put the NASDAQ and that NASDAQ 100 at any rate in that ranging category. So not a lot going on in here overall, but it ain't over until it's over, as somebody said, and we had an email. I have an email that will be going up shortly, just saying that we didn't see a great deal in the way of type 1, type 2, or type 3 top formation development as taught at the chart seminar. And I've got to concur with that. So bull's still in charge, but you know the background, the rising interest rates that we're seeing. good global growth. Don't look for growth weakness here as the negative story. If there's a negative story for stock markets, I suspect it's synchronized GDP growth causing central banks to push interest rates up a bit more, and that becoming an increasing headwind for stock markets. Elsewhere, other areas of concern that I've often mentioned, oil, okay, it's sort of steady in here at 64.30, but that's not challenging the Katrina highs, so it's a neutral factor here right now for stock markets. In terms of government bonds, ranging quietly, they had fallen sharply in January and February in most instances, and we're getting pretty much ranging activity in here this month, or certainly during the second half of the month. But I don't think these can really support more than temporary technical rallies, and there's not much follow through. As I say, they were a little softer in here today. The dollar overall, again, still ranging here with in terms of the euro trade, I should emphasize, and also against the yen trade. It did weaken in here against the yen today, and but it's up a little bit against the euro, down a little bit against the Swissie. Basically, very much range bound. The action against the dollar has really been the weakness of commodity currencies, particularly the New Zealand dollar, followed by the Australian dollar. And they say that's been the main story, really. And then a few of the Asian currencies have been quite steady here overall, Singapore dollar notably. But don't expect trends to run for too long in here right now. There isn't any country that wants a strong currency for at least not for very long. I suspect gold is re-emerging as one of the currencies of choice among investors, at any rate, given the strength that we saw Friday and today. And of course, it's silver that's making the running on the upside. Again, still very, very strong, getting close to the $11 level in here today. But good gain also on platinum, up nearly $17 here today. So it's a strong sector. The industrial metals are also strong, and the shares are not performing quite as well as the metals themselves, given the overall nervousness that we've seen in some stock markets recently. But again, it's a respectable performance here by those mining companies, those major mining companies that I continue to favor. Action in here today. I increased my gold position, buying into today's strength. I increased it by 50%. I put in an in-the-money stop on my initial gold purchase earlier in the month, and I also put in an in-the-money stop on my copper long that I picked up last Wednesday, because that did well on Friday and pretty well in here again today. So I certainly wanted to put that as near to a nil risk position as I reasonably could, and meanwhile leave the door open on the upside. But in both those instances, it wouldn't take too much of a reversal to shake me out of those stops. And if that happens, so be it. But I'm just not willing to take a great deal of risks in this environment overall. And I did roll that natural gas long position forward. I'd like to see a little bit more volatility, but may have to wait a while for that. But it does look to me like it's basing. And that's pretty much it, folks. So again, all the best.